This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know how I'm super obsessed with eating healthy, clean. I'm constantly working out, and Magic Spoon is the best post-workout treat. I am obsessed with it. We're all trying to eat healthy and better, but it doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes, protein powder for years, but finally found the most delicious way to get my protein before and especially after my workouts. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's only 140 calories in each serving. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low carb. You can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors like cocoa, fruity, frosty, peanut butter, which is my absolute favorite, blueberry, and cinnamon. Magic Spoon is bringing back 2 super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Yeah,
coming back. Maple waffle's coming back permanently. This is legitimately as excited as I have been in months.
You guys should see
this stuff is delicious.
Go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code bearwithus, B-A-R-E, at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident, as they should be, in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason whatsoever, they're going to refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/bearwithus and use the code bearwithus, B-A-R-E, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Bear With Us.
What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
Just finishing that sip of wine there.
That was not a sip. That was a guzzle.
A guzzle.
You're in your pajamas. You're guzzling wine.
I'm in pajamas. I'm guzzling wine. I have my fuzzy socks on for those that are watching on YouTube. I am just in a mood. I feel like we're always real. We're transparent on this podcast, and that's what I want to be right now. I feel like garbage. I just got my period and I'm not ashamed to talk about it. I'm open about it. Ladies, you know, sometimes when you have your period, but it's not just like a regular period. It's like,
it's a cool period.
Ew, off. It's like just the worst kind ever, where it feels like someone is playing double Dutch jump rope in your uterus with barbed wire, and you just feel like you have no energy and everything is pissing you off, and you're just, it's like you feel like you're just like sick, and it's just hard to explain, because then, you know, like your boyfriend or your husband or your partner or your friend or whoever is like, oh, like they don't get it. They don't understand what it's like. And
I don't
sometimes
know.
I just want to like rip your head off, and you're not even doing anything but just trying to be nice. And I'm just like, fuck off.
My deepest apologies on behalf of all the males on the planet Earth that we don't understand what it feels like to have somebody jump roping with barbed wire, because, well, I don't possess a uterus.
Right. You're very lucky.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. It sucks. And like a lot of the times it's fine. Like I'm one of those people that I actually don't really have bad periods. I know we're like getting into this a little bit, but like, I feel lucky. I don't really get bad cramps most of the time, like once in a while, sure. But for the most part, it's like, I get a little tired for 3 days and I get like a little emo the week before, or maybe a lot emo the week before leading up to it. But like this one right now is just awful. Like, why is it like that? Why does it like vary like that? Why can't they always just all be okay? Why is it sometimes they're just like hardcore, and then sometimes they're like, oh, it's just a little period. And then sometimes like, it's a period.
Oh,
Why is it like that? Is there a scientific reason or explanation for that? I would like to know. And I would like any women listening to like tell me that this happens to them too sometimes. It's not just always like the same. Like sometimes it's more and sometimes it's less. How do you deal with me like this?
I'm completely unqualified to speak on the subject of the actual issue. Right. I have never had one, nor will I ever. And I'm completely okay with that. I have learned, I think we did an episode a long time ago. This was the attack of the hell demon. How you do a 180 and turn into something different altogether.
Yeah.
Approximately every 4 to 6 weeks or whatever it is.
28 days.
Sure. So I've learned to just sort of navigate around you. I realize I can't solve it. There's nothing I can do to stop it or fix it. I just have to mentally steel myself to be prepared for the arrival of the aforementioned.
And usually
demon.
You're usually pretty good, but sometimes I'm like, I tell you like, hey, listen, I know I'm not being rational right now. I know I'm feeling a little emotional. I know I'm feeling like this. So stop taking everything I'm saying or doing personally. Just say, okay, babe, sure. That's fine. Like you don't need to fix anything. You don't need to defend yourself. Just let me be emotional. And then guess what? In a couple hours, it's going to be fine. Or like the next day, it's going to be fine. I'm gonna be like, you know, I really didn't mean that. You know that I was just feeling a little emotion.
You do recover quickly. I will give you that. And it doesn't seem to last very long, but the rage can be intense.
The rage.
And I know it's not like you walk around with a scowl on your face all day and try to be in a bad mood. But some of the times the things that we have fought over in the past are like really intense where I'm like, oh, how am I not supposed to take that personally? We talk about on the podcast all the time. I'm a dirty fighter.
Yeah.
You are not.
Right.
But every 28 days, you're usually good for a jab or two that go, oh, like that stuck me.
Really?
Yeah. And I know usually those I know beforehand. And if I do know beforehand, it's a lot easier to not take it personally. Right. I can just go, oh yeah, I forgot. It's that time. Right. But if you don't let me know and it just sneaks up on me and then you blast me with something and I'm on the ropes and I'm like, oh God, this is going to be bad. This is not bode well for me.
Right.
And then you go, oh yeah, by the way, and it's like, oh, all right, good. We're
right.
So I've not learned to solve it. I've learned that it's an unsolvable issue. I have learned to deal with it. Like a flare up of some sort.
Well, I'm very proud of that. I do think I need some ice cream or something or some chocolate after this.
Okay. Well, that's my wheelhouse. I can make that happen. Okay. The problem is you make a statement like that before God and the world and everyone listening to this podcast, you're thinking, oh, Leah just wanted some ice cream. But it's not that easy.
What do you mean?
Because I can't just go get you ice cream. I can't walk over a couple blocks to the ice cream shop and come back with something or order something on Uber Eats. You're like, that's got dairy in it. Oh, that's not this. Oh, I didn't really want ice cream.
Yeah,
I just want a bite.
I'm really picky.
You'll order a freaking Blizzard and eat two spoonfuls.
I know.
And then I'm going,
and then you eat the rest.
I eat the rest, which is not good for me.
Well, I just like little taste, but right now I feel like I could just go for the whole thing. I wouldn't even
That's
care.
You are incredibly indecisive when it comes to things like ice cream or ordering food. We had a discussion yesterday as we were out on a day date, having ourselves
a day date.
Quite a time.
A date.
D-A-Y-T-E.
Love
a
that.
Date. And when it came, it was the first time in a long time we haven't ordered appetizers.
Right. We always
I
order
brought
apps.
It to your attention. The disgusting amount of food that we waste and it drives me up a wall. And I'm like, that is like unacceptable to me.
Yeah. No,
and I feel like we need to do way better about
and
that.
And we're going to do better with that. And I think we are. Something that I really want to talk about. I've been dying to bring this up because I've been really holding it in all day because it was a topic that came up on our day yesterday. And I really am like pissed about it, but I'm also kind of like trying to be understanding about it, but it's also something that I kind of agree with, but kind of like something that I don't want you to agree with me on.
You guys, this is an example of Leah attempting to soften the blow before delivering a knockout punch.
Listen, yesterday Matt decides to tell me how selfish I am. I am selfish, she says. And that
you have to give context.
That to me, I was like, listen, I know I can be a little selfish. I know I'm someone who knows what they want. I know what I like, and I'm not going to bend on things. And I feel like I've given in so much in my life prior to this, like the point of my life I'm at now, that I don't want to bend. And I think that's okay. But anyway, let's
so maybe you're not back here. Selfish. It's more of a stubbornness.
Stubborn slash self. I mean, okay. It's okay for me to say I'm selfish. I do think I'm selfish on certain things. I know I'm selfish on certain things. I know if it's like especially certain things, I'm very selfish.
Give me an
example. When it comes to like where I want to go eat or what I want to do for dinner or what I'd like to do after dinner or what I want to do with the day off. Yeah. Like I know what I want to do. I know that I'm like, you come up with ideas. I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. Like, I know I'm like that.
Okay. So where was the insult? That was exactly the context of what I was speaking of yesterday.
For you to tell me that I'm selfish, I'm just like, whoa, let's wait a minute here. Like,
because
there's so many things that I'm selfless on.
As a person, yes. In the grand scheme, 1,000%, you are selfless. And it was not meant as an insult. It was by comparison, because I think we were even talking about these exact things.
Well, let's start from the beginning. Can we start from how it started?
Yeah, please.
The beginning of the story. So we were talking about, you know, having children, right? Someday I want to have a child of my own. And Matt has 3 amazing kids and I love them so much. It's great. But I just do think I would like to have a child of my own. I want to be pregnant. I want to do the whole thing. And Matt was saying that he is mentally preparing himself for that day because everything will change. And he says, I'm going to change. And I believe that. Of course I'm going to change. I'm not going to be the same person that I've been the last 33 years of my life. When I have a kid, you know, you have to change. But he was saying that, you know, you can't be selfish when you have kids. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, you're saying but I do know I'm selfish. That's why I don't have kids right now, because I am way too f-ing selfish to have children. So I do get
so
it.
So what are you mad at me for?
I don't know. I guess I'm just annoyed to hear you say that I'm selfish.
You admitted it. I was just agreeing with you.
I'm okay that I'm selfish, but for you to think I'm selfish, it kind of like really hurt my heart a little bit.
But it was selfish in a sense, and in this particular instance, as pertains to how drastically your life will change.
Right.
Because kids don't give a what you want to do. Kids, especially when they're newborns and babies, they need fed, they need attention, they need all the things.
Care what my parents wanted to do when I was a kid. I'm like, no, I want to do this because I'm a kid. You don't think about what your parents want or anything like that.
But right. There's an incredible amount of sacrifice that comes as it should. Anybody who tells you different is probably a shitty parent. You have to sacrifice a lot. And I know how regimented you are, whether it be training in the gym or how you eat or when you go to sleep and how much you love to sleep 12 to 14 hours a night.
Okay, but
that'll never happen again.
Right. First of all, 12 to 14 hours a night. Are you f-ing kidding me? I sleep like 7, maybe 8, if that. But I was thinking about this today. And I think a lot of my selfishness stems from, like you just said, being regimented and me being so disciplined with myself because of my job and how I've lived my life. My entire adult life is always about like, have to be in shape, have to be healthy, have to take care of yourself. That's have to sleep, have to do. So I think that a lot of my decisions that I make in my everyday life, like, oh, we have a day off. I don't want to just go drinking all day. I don't want to go and eat hamburgers and French fries.
That's
literally
what we did yesterday.
Yeah, that's what we did yesterday because it was my cheat day. But I'm just saying in general, like I want to be healthy. I don't want to go out and do crazy things. Like I want to take care of myself. Oh, I have all day. Let me sleep. Like, let me do things like that. Or we're not going to, like when it comes to going out to dinner, no, I'm not going to go to f-ing fast food or like a deep fried barbecue place because I want to eat.
Deep fried barbecue sounds amazing. I don't even think it's real, but it better. Somebody get on that right now and send me a recipe.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that is why like I am selfish with those things because I'm so f-ing disciplined in how I live my life because I have to be. If I wasn't, then I wouldn't be at where I'm at professionally. Do you know what I mean?
I don't disagree with any of those things. Okay. And I'm not saying that it is a fully negative selfishness.
I know. I'm really defending
myself. It is what it is. I never accuse you of being hard to deal with or in the grand scheme of life. It's not like, oh, well, Leah doesn't care about anybody but herself. That's the furthest thing from the truth. I meant selfish in a sense that you do what you want to do most of the time,
yes,
when you want to do it, how you want to do it, with whom you want to do it. Everything is Leah's prerogative, and that's fine.
Right.
I wasn't even telling you like, oh, hey, get ready. It was me going, okay, I know how you are.
Right.
I know you better than I know myself at this point. I know how you're going to be when the day arrives. If you have a child, it's going to turn your life upside down.
I know. And that's why I'm 33 and I don't have a kid.
Right.
Because I'm not prepared yet. I'm not like, and this, you having three children has really opened my eyes to like right now, like I get home from the road on Saturdays. All I want to do is sleep. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't sleep because I have to pick this one up. Cause we have to go to football, this, all these practices. I'm like, all I want to do is go to bed, wake up, drink a bunch of wine, watch my shows and go to bed again. Like, but it, right, I can't
that's what
do
college
that.
Is for.
No, that's also what you'd the be last- an adult and working hard and taking, and that's where the other part of our conversation went, which really, like blew my mind when we're talking about this. Like we got in a real deep conversation last night, but then we kind of had to stop ourselves because we wanted to have the conversation here on the podcast. Pod. That was my attempt at trying to be cool. But you actually brought up a crazy point. You were like, because I think we're talking about just living our lives and being able to enjoy them and do what we want to do. And that was where the selfishness came from. But you were saying how you had your first kid at 24.
I did it backwards.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to know.
You don't know who you are when you're 24.
No,
no.
No
one knows
no matter
who they are
how much you
think.
Absolutely
even
not.
If you want to pretend you do. You think you know, but you have no idea. Like you
this
changed,
is a diary.
Of bear with us. But you changed so much from your early 20s to your mid 20s to your late 20s. Never mind in your 30s. I think who you are in your 30s is a completely different person than you are in your 20s.
1,000%. So, I'm 37 and I'm still figuring it out.
Right.
But I took responsibility for right. the situation.
Right. Did what you had to do.
Yeah. And I have no regrets,
of course.
But I'm just saying it was very different where I was 24 years old. It was a relatively new relationship.
Right.
And I had been working in a tattoo shop, living with my roommate who's in a rock band and partying until my little heart was content, right. Having a great time. But then it was like, oh, here's this new responsibility. So I did the right thing, or depending on who you ask. And I said, all right, hey, I got to straighten up. And I got a job at 911. I got a big boy job. I was like, I got to provide for my family, right. All while chasing my dream,
right.
Simultaneously. So I'm still trying to figure that out while I'm trying to start a family that I wasn't expecting. Again, right. I regret none of it now, but it was just kind of thrust upon me out of the blue. And it was like, oh man, I got to figure this out. So my identity then became dad first,
right.
Husband. All of these other things that what Matt wanted was like priority 11.
Right,
you know, all I wanted to do, just like I wanted to go drink beers at a show with my buddies or go watch my roommate play and get messed up and just have a great time. But it was like, hey, here's reality. Smack you in the face.
Right.
Gotta, you know, put up or shut up. And I'm ashamed to say there are a lot of dudes who don't step up. And to those dudes, you suck. You're not doing your duty. But
also like if you didn't at that time, like it's not, I'm not saying I would condone that or, but like you're 24, you know, like you did thing, you know, provided for your family and you were stepped right into this dad role and all of that. But if you didn't, like, how could you kind of fault that 24? How do you even know like how to be a parent or what to do? Or, you know, I'm not, and maybe some people at 24 do know, I don't know, but
you figure
it's
it out.
Just
nobody
crazy
knows.
To think about,
you can read
right?
all the books.
24 years old.
I read books about being. There's a great book. Anybody listening who may be expecting or has a friend that for the dude's perspective, everyone knows what to expect when you're expecting. It's like the most famous book about pregnancy. There's one called The Other F Word for Guys, and it is all these legendary punk rock icons talking about their journey into fatherhood. And that to me really helped because I was like, oh, I can still be a rock and roll kid, work in a record store, you know, all that fun stuff. But I was like, oh, so here are some of my heroes and guys I look up to saying, hey, my life changed. I was on the road constantly, you know, partying, doing God knows what. And then it really changes your perspective on things. Looking back now, I can honestly say, but I question if I would be at this point in my life had I not taken the brunt of what I was dealing with at the time and just gone, hey, we're taking this head on, because, you know, one thing leads to another, to another, to another. Yeah, I might've had a great time, and who knows if I would have, I would be willing to, but I probably wouldn't be in the situation I am today, if not dead, right. Because I live in a whole different life. I was having a blast every night. Too much fun. It was right. To my own detriment.
But everything works out the way it's supposed to, and it always lines up. And to know you're at where you're at now, and we were having this conversation, you kind of are now, because you know, you split the kids, the custody of the kids, sure, like half and half the time. So now you have some free time, and you're like, whoa, like this is the first time in my adult life I'm able to find out what it is I like or what I want to do. And that blows my mind. You're 37 it's crazy. Years old.
I'm ashamed at times when it's a pretty common question. People go, oh, do you have any hobbies? What are you into? I don't have any answers for you. I have things that I like, that are interest. I love baseball. I love music. But I wouldn't consider them hobbies. I don't play an instrument. I don't have
a skin flute.
Wouldn't you be the skin flutist? Just asking for a friend. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't figured a lot about myself out yet.
Right. And I think
that's, as far as not only what I'm into, but what I'm capable of. Right. You know, I changed career paths on a whim, essentially, right, out of necessity.
Right.
And knock on wood, I landed on my feet and I did okay. But I never in a million years expected that. If you'd have told me at 24 that was going to happen to me, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way that's going to be my life. But it did. Here I am. Luckily, I'm on the back end of things, and right, life is very different, but it is. It's very, I would say, daunting at times, where I'm like, ooh, I don't know what that is, or if I like that, or I might hate it. There's still so much like experimenting I want to do.
But I think it's cool that, I think we kind of do that together, right? I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of who I am, especially spending time by myself all the time. I like to do my own thing and whatever. But since we've been together, you know, I've seen such a growth in you, because I think it was also, you know, coming out of your last relationship and everything that went along with that, and sure, not losing yourself along the way, but just not really knowing who you were along the way, other than like, okay, now I'm a dad. Now I have kids. This is one thing that I definitely do have. I know I love. But like beyond that, right, you know, then with your job and your career path, that's having to change.
It's not like we have an overabundance of free time, right, to have hobbies or experiment, right, with new things.
But now that you do, it's like I've seen, you know, like a huge change in who you were when we first started dating, talking, to who you are now. Like, you've just grown so much. And I think it's cool that we have time to kind of like explore together, try new things together. And you just feel lighter. I just feel like you're so much lighter than when you first started.
That's because I've been back in the gym.
Talking.
Also something I did of my own accord, yeah, because I had time to do so. And right, I went, I have all of this free time. What's something that might be beneficial? I don't necessarily enjoy it.
But you do enjoy it.
I enjoy the time spent. Yeah. My trainer's the best, our trainer.
Shout out CJ.
Yay. But like something like that, it's actually very beneficial in a tangible way to my life,
right,
getting me back in shape. But it was like,
but no one was A, nagging you to do it.
Right.
B, no one was like, you have to go do this. Or you weren't thinking like, you were just kind of like, I kind of want to do this. Let me try this.
And I think that's your point. I never had anybody telling me I had to do it. And to your credit, never once were you like, oh, babe, you really should join the gym. It was just kind of like, I knew you did it and you did your thing and you were regimented. But to me, I had to reach that conclusion on my own, of my own free will and volition. I wasn't training because anybody else wanted me to. I was training because I needed something to do, because I was bored, and I'm seeing results, and I have, you know, another aspect of my life to look forward to, and then it trickles down. You know, my diet's gotten better, and I feel like it's made us mesh even a little bit better. I mean, granted, I'm by no means eating clean and strict and like, right, you do, but it's kind of made us and our coexistence a little smoother at times,
right,
because I go, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Maybe I will eat grilled chicken tonight. And oh, you want to make dinner? I know it's going to be super healthy. Okay, cool. I'll eat it. And you do that. And it kind of like, it just meshes better.
And I think there's something to be said for that for anyone listening. If you're someone, whether you're a guy or girl or whoever you're in a relationship with, you can't force anyone to do anything. And I know that's not really like the topic we're on, but as we're talking about it, I think it's really important to say, don't nag someone to do something. If you want someone to do something, that's too damn bad. Unless it's something that's like, you know, very necessary with it comes to your kids or something like that. But I think it's important to allow people to come to the conclusion or realization on their own if it's something they truly want to do. You can't force anyone to do anything.
You can't force them, but there is something to be said for floating an idea.
Yeah.
Because if it's something that, hey, you know,
we're. I mean, how many times did I toss the idea to you? Like, babe, you would love see. Like, I just knew. I've been training with this trainer since we moved to Pittsburgh, and I just knew him and Matt would get along great. They just like the same music. They both like the same movies. I'm like, I would come home to you and be like, oh my God, this guy reminds me so much of you. And Matt's like, yeah, okay, this guy, basically.
I'm like, you're sleeping with him.
And he. It's funny. But anyway, so, it's just funny that you would even think that. But I just, you know, I would float it out to him. I'd be like, oh my God, like you would really like him. And I know Matt, like used to work out, used to be in great fucking shape and you still are. But like, I knew that I don't mean that in a bad way. I just know like you did work out. It's not like something that is completely foreign to you,
right?
But I would be like, oh, you should go train with him. Like he's awesome. And he'd be like, yeah. But I would just leave it as that. I would never be like, come on, babe. Like you really should do it or just because, you do it on your own.
And I don't know if I can speak for all guys, but there's nothing that will make me rebel faster than being told I have to do something.
Of course.
I mean, obviously work things are work things, but as far as something like that, that could be considered optional. If it can be taken as a nag,
yeah,
you're already no fighting a losing battle.
Someone who nags,
right?
No nagging allowed.
Indicate authority.
No nagging whatsoever. This wine is making me feel better.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, there you go. We've solved PMS.
Well, I wouldn't say, but we've added some W to the
PMS. Okay.
PMS avec W. Avec is
with
in French.
Yeah, I've learned lots of French in the last, you know, year and a half.
Well, I am trilingual.
You're not.
I speak French, English, Spanish. Oh my God, I speak four languages because I also speak the language of love. How awesome is that? How lucky are you? You are blessed, honey. Blessed. I am proud of us, though. Proud of us. I'm proud of you. I am selfish. I'm not afraid to admit it.
You're wearing pajamas to the podcast.
Things, I'm wearing pajamas. You can still see the tatas a little bit.
It's white. Oh, well, there's that.
They're actually pink, not white.
They look white to me.
It's pink. It's a Victoria's Secret. It's pink.
I don't know the lighting.
You're wearing a salmon shirt. Love that for
sure
you.
Sure am.
Sure damn, is that what you said?
No, I said sure am.
Oh,
I'm wearing a salmon colored shirt that I bought on a whim last night because of the dog.
I can't with this guy. Because I cannot with you.
I'm not allowed to shop, okay?
No,
listen,
you suck.
Ever. I've been forbidden. We've talked about it before. I've been forbidden from shopping online. I can't buy anything on Instagram. My Amazon choices apparently these days are sketchy. Yesterday, as Leah and I were walking through Pittsburgh's South Side, we stopped into
South
this
side.
Cool little boutique. Shop clothing store. I don't know what you want to call it. And we went in and were captivated by the dog.
His name was Homie.
It was the coolest dog.
My homie.
Yeah. The shop's called Illegal. I'm going to give him a cheap plug because, support local stuff, but they were pretty cool. And I actually didn't need the shirt. I wasn't even really considering buying anything.
I was sitting on the couch making out with Homie. Basically, he was just like all up on me. And then Matt was like, oh, I guess I need to buy something.
Otherwise, I was going to lose my girlfriend to a dog. So I bought this swank salmon-colored shirt.
The salmon color. Anywho, you know what? I think it's time for a little.
Couldn't agree more.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. All right.
I like that you went into like Kiefer Sutherland and the Lost Boys. Like, what was that?
All right, here we go. I really don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so scared. I can't wait to go to bed. It's like, what, 7 p.m. and I'm about to pass out.
It's 8.
Anywho, question number one, honey. Hey, I like this question here. Question number one. Hey, Matt and Leah.
Are you going to speak like that the rest of the show? I don't even understand what you're saying.
If I did?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm on a roller coaster. I am on a roller.
Are you a 1920s gangster?
Hey, what do you know about that, huh? I am. Top of the morning to you. Okay, laddie? That's Irish. Irish, I was asleep like, right now.
Yeah. Wow. It's getting thick in here.
Okay.
Compose yourself, Cher.
All right. You shouldn't have said that because now I want to sing. I am in a roller coaster of a relationship for 13 years. We have 2 children together. Lately, I've had strong thoughts and desires to be with a woman. As I am writing this, I am wondering where I was going with this. And here's what I came up with. I feel stuck. I'm a stay-at-home mom supported by him. I don't want to be a couple anymore, but I literally feel like I don't have a choice because I don't have an income or a career or my own home. My house has both our names on it, but he mostly pays. I literally don't see how I can do anything. If you guys have any thoughts or ideas as an outside perspective, I'd like to help. I no longer have friends because of our toxic relationship over the years, and I feel like I can't explain or tell my family any of this unless I have a solid plan. I can't depend on any family for financial help. If you read this on there, please don't leave me. Of course not. If you respond, thanks for the help. All right. This is a lot here. This is what I'm going to say. This is something my mom always instilled in me from a very young age. Never, ever, ever, ever rely on a partner for money. Ever. You always have to be able to take care of yourself. Whether you're with a man or a woman, make sure you have your own finances. Make sure you do what you can do and what you have to do in order to know you can be on your own. That way, when you're with someone, you're with them because you want to be with them, not because you need them or have to stay. And I think that is so important. That's the best advice my mom ever, ever gave me. And that's something that I've always had in the back of my mind my entire life. And that's why I just stay so motivated and do whatever I have to do in order to stay ahead, because I want to be with you because I want to be with you, not because you're taking care of me. And I'm like, oh my God, well, I don't even think I want to be with him anymore, but how else am I going to survive?
Mostly
and
because I think they called me tripod in high school.
Okay. Well, I think there are so many women out there that are in the same position where they feel like stuck because they don't have their own finances or their own job. And I think if I were you, I would figure out what it is you want to do. What is your passion? What is something? Oh my God, my nose is so itchy. Find something that you can do that will be able to fulfill you financially. And even if it isn't something you absolutely love, for now, it could be something that you can put your money away and stack your money and save so you can get out of this situation, because nothing is worse than being in a situation you don't want to be in. I think it's very important to be happy. Life is so damn short, so you don't want to be stuck somewhere you don't want to be.
I will add on. We always preach about the importance of communication. After 13 years, 2 kids, if you're 100% sure your mind is made up, nobody's going to change that for you. But if your husband is unaware of how you're feeling, then you're you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face. Talk to him. If you guys have had this conversation and it's gone nowhere, then by all means, it's time to explore other options. Make sure he knows. Come up with a potential solution. Maybe you get a part-time job for now, because just breaking the monotony of being a housewife all day after day, yeah, that might fulfill you. That might give you something that you're lacking, and you might realize, oh wow, this isn't so bad after all. Could be the total opposite. You might find this job and go, oh my God, now I know I need to work. I don't need this dude, and move on. But you have to make sure you at least have that conversation. You guys are on the same page. And there are a lot of options. You can ease your way into it. You're not going to get most likely a job after being a housewife for 13 years. That's some, you know, big high powered executive job. As long as you can just are willing to do, you know, what's available to you to provide for yourself or, you know, your family or whatever you're doing. There's no shame in any of that if it's going to help you better your life and feel more of a sense of worth. But again, make sure that you guys have exhausted the options and had the conversation and know he knows how you're feeling because
yeah, you don't listen, want to spring that on.
I'm going to tell you a secret about guys. Sometimes we're listeners. Dare I say, most of the time we're the listeners. And sometimes you have to grab them by the collar of their shirt and say, hey, listen, stupid. I'm not happy. I need this. I need that. I need the other thing. And I think you would be shocked at how many guys will go, oh my God, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. How do we fix this? What can I do? Can I help you? If that's the case, then good on for both of you. And if this is something you've already done and I'm preaching to the choir, then again, just, you know, buckle down and do what you got to do to provide for yourself and slowly but surely, you know, bring about a change, but make sure you've tried everything else first.
I do like that answer. That's true. I guess I was thinking so far ahead being like, okay, you're done. You got to get out.
Right. Well, and it might be.
But you're right. You should communicate. And if it's something that you haven't spoken about, that's not fair. You're in a marriage. You have kids. You should definitely have this conversation. But maybe she's way beyond that. We're not sure.
And that's probably, that's entirely possible.
We don't know.
But again, I mean, with the information given, there's a couple suggestions for you. So hope it all works out.
Question. Hey, we got another question here, Sonny. What do you think? Should I read it or what? Or you think I should maybe just like...
You've completely become a cartoon character.
What do you mean there, Sonny? I am a little cartoon character. You got a problem with that, huh? What are you going to do about it? Say it to my face, bitch.
What the fuck?
Here we go. What do you think about this question here? Okay. What do you think, Maddie? Question number two, honey. Hey, Matt and Leah. My name is Martin. I am a fan of you guys all the way from Sri Lanka. Is it Sri Lanka?
I believe it's Sri Lanka. I believe it's Sri.
Sri Lanka.
Apologies if we're mispronouncing your native land.
We have fans in Sri Lanka.
We're taking over the world, baby.
Woo! It's shimmy all over the place. All right. Your podcast.
We just took over Guam, too. Oh, I tried.
You're stupid. Your podcast helps me get through the hectic life of a med student. Here's a question for the both of you. If you guys had to pick a tattoo for each other, what would it be? Matt, go easy on Leah. Ha ha ha. Thanks for all the laughs. That's an interesting question. That's really funny. What would you pick for me? For real, like something I would
actually... Okay, so that's where my mind went. I would...
Like, I don't want a picture of Jaden Smith on my thigh, like in Practical Jokers.
Old Prince Herb. I'm gonna actually surprise you and go logical and something that you might actually even consider because I've been seeing a lot of them lately and I actually considered one or
a
two.
A lot of them lately.
On Instagram pages I follow. There are a few artists right now that do these amazing realistic gems that look like they're either set into your skin or like they look like something you bought. And I know how you're
like
really
a crystal?
Yeah, like crystals, like some of them. I mean, I've seen turquoise, I've seen different crystals and obsidians and things like that, but they're tattooed in you and they look awesome. They look like you have a jewel in you. And because I didn't have enough time to think of something funny, that to me is something I'd be like, oh, I think Leah would actually consider that.
Interesting.
See, there you go. You guys, I'm sorry, Martin. I know you were expecting me to crush this one out of the park, but I'm out of gas today.
I think I have one that you would actually get
there. Okay, so that's not a very
because you have like the most random
I just got a goddamn Godzilla tattoo.
Yeah, I know,
the hell
exactly
of it.
I was actually thinking it would be really funny if you got the Reptar from Rugrats.
Yeah,
would you get that? I feel like you would.
I mean,
you like Rugrats.
I like Rugrats. I would much rather get like probably another Nicktoon tattoo. Like I would get a Ren and Stimpy tattoo.
I think you should get Reptar.
What if I get Ren on one cheek and Stimpy on the other?
God, that reminds me of my dad. My dad used to always tell this joke. This is so embarrassing. He would always tell this joke.
I know what it is.
I know,
go
Did he
for
say it.
It
to you?
No, he didn't. But I know, I'm sure it's the same dad joke
where
that's been
he
told.
Said, "Oh yeah, I got a bunch of tattoos," and like because he has a few on his arms, right? And he'd be like, "Oh, you should see the one I have on my leg. It's one on one leg. It's a squirrel.
Christmas tree. Oh."
No, one leg it's a squirrel climbing up my leg, and the other leg it's a squirrel going down with two nuts in his mouth.
Oh
He tells that joke at family functions.
Okay.
That's my dad.
Oh,
what were you going to say? The Christmas tree.
Oh, our legendary late friend Pat used to always recite, hey, you know, I got tattoos too. I got a Christmas tree on one thigh and a turkey on the other. Why don't you come visit me between the holidays?
Oh my God. I've never heard that.
Oh, that was a classic.
That's funny.
Or W's on each butt cheek. Yeah. Watch me grab my ankles and say, wow.
Ew.
I didn't make it up.
That is so gross.
I know. I just grossed out everybody in the car. I'm sorry.
I'm dying. I'm surprised you would even say that. He doesn't like anything to do with poop.
Okay. We're not talking about
that.
I would
say, wow. We could actually have it say,
look, stop. We're not going down that route. Don't do this to me. It's time to go. We have to go watch White Lotus in bed.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so excited. You guys, thank you so much for always being with us and supporting us.
Bearing
please,
with us.
And bearing with us. Oh, I didn't want to say that because I said that at the end. Oh. But if you guys could please go subscribe, give us a review, stars, like, comment, everything on our Instagram. Refill our mailbag.
Yeah. Refill the mailbag.
Some more questions. We've had some awesome questions. We still have a few that we haven't gotten to, but please refill the mailbag. Bear with us. pod@gmail.com.
And if you sent us a question in the past and we haven't gotten to, it's worth resending.
Yeah, resend it because I got lost in the mix.
Yeah, it's actually, it sounds like we're really big time.
Ew,
like,
no.
Oh, look how full our mailbag is. Look at the size of my mailbag.
Look at the size of my mailbags.
Good Lord. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us. Hey, what do you know about that, huh? Top of the morning to you. Get ready.